This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Happy Toy Anxiety Tuesday. 9:30 p.m. live here on YouTube. The music is going and going. People like this song, Abigail.
Yeah. Congrats to all of you for making it for the intro, Brian Brink. I see you're excited. Yes. It's a rare thing.
Very rare. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Craig Goldberg. We are here live for Toy Anxiety, and I'm excited. I'm excited to be here. Abigail, welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope you
missed you guys.
How are you feeling?
Y'all.
How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good. I legitimately, when I sat in this chair and saw all the comments firing off before we went live, I got excited.
Good.
Like, hey, yeah, let's do this.
Good.
I love Tuesday nights.
I'm glad you're excited because I have an announcement to make. Biggest super chat tonight gets a phone call from Abigail.
Oh, what do we do? Okay.
Put
yeah,
on the
we'll
spot.
Talk. We'll talk. We'll talk.
It's also FaceTime, but there will be no face. It'll be feet. It'll be a feet time.
A feet time?
Phone call.
Feet,
feet time video.
She's going to dial your number with her toes.
Yes.
I can do that.
And I got nothing else. Hi, everybody.
It's an old rotary phone. It's an old rotary phone. So you got
to
like.
Happy birthday to Jacob.
Happy birthday, Jacob.
Thank you for the birthday
oh,
wishes.
Oh, shit. I'm happy birthday, Jake.
Thank I love my so favorite much, part of that was Ryan act surprise.
Holy fuck, guys!
Welcome everybody. We're glad you're here on a Tuesday night. I'm gonna go ahead and introduce my co-host. Do not forget to hit that like button. We don't have a giveaway tonight, but we're just getting started with this whole toy anxiety thing. Okay. We're going to have giveaways in the future. Pretty good ones, too.
If, we're you know, just we're, starting. The last few years of Toy Anxiety weren't real. We're starting now.
Nothing. Well, we're shills, as we established last week. And when you shill, that means toy companies will just send you stuff. And when they do that, we'll give it away. That's how it works here.
We don't. You don't have any cereal over there to give out?
We got some. We can give away something. There's a cat.
Couple cats.
I'll find
no,
something.
No, I like that.
No, I'll find
some cats.
We'll do some sort of giveaway. There's a cereal to give away. notice, you know those channels that we talked about last week that are always talking about their integrity and how they're not shills? They never have giveaways.
So and we don't have integrity.
They don't. Anyways, welcome everybody. Let me go ahead and introduce my co-host. We will say hi to the chat here in just a moment. All the way from Vancouver, British Columbia. Actually, you made a cameo appearance, Ryan Dole, in our very own United States this week. How was that? How was your big weekend?
Cameo experience.
Yeah, I did. I sent Geek Dad Life a cameo while I was at, what's that called? City Walk?
Hey, look at this. You were spotted during your cameo.
Whoa.
What? Holy shit. On the street? Snap
he was tall? Is Ryan
I'm
tall?
I'm not that tall.
Ryan.
I'm not tall.
Speedy Anchovy with a super chat. Thank you very much. We'll get you on the board.
Yeah, thank you.
I saw Ryan at Frankenstein's on Sunday. He was tall. I didn't want to bother him, but it
was amazing.
Awesome.
That's so cool.
Oh, you can bother me. It's Jake you can't bother. The rest of us, we all love to be bothered and be told how amazing and how much you love the show.
Yes, please.
But Jake hates it.
Well, that was a good segue, though.
I don't want this guy talking to me. I don't know
Jake's
who.
Like, who put you up to this?
Ryan, how was Frankenstein's? I know you did a lot of running around and toy looking around.
It was insane. I was going to send you photos today, Craig, to go like to kind of show you, and I just did not have a moment to breathe.
That's okay.
From work, but it is huge. Huge. Like it's massive. Like I don't think I've ever been to a toy hall, vendor hall that big in my life. The prices were all over the board. So you've got some that were like ridiculously overpriced where it's just like, I am not paying $50 for a Tinker toy. That's not, no, that's not how this is going down.
Right.
And then some of them were pretty fair. Some guys were willing to haggle, and Steve and I, we all bought a bunch of stuff from one booth, and we were able to bundle.
Love,
you
know, that.
So yeah, you're able to do that. And all the vendors were super nice too. So you could ask them questions like, is that really a Return of the Jedi vintage Rancor in the box? And they go, yeah, I got this one. I got another one too. And you're just like, you're the nicest guy for answering that. But it's great. Like it's huge. And I didn't take photos of everything. I just wanted to show you guys some, well, it's not like you guys are going there anytime soon, but I mean, just in case you do end up going there, if you're going to be shilling for Ghost Core or whatever. So mm-hmm. while you're in LA next time, then you could probably end up, you should go out there if you possibly can. It's 100% worth the trip.
It's definitely on our list. Mm-hmm. We haven't made it there, but I know Trevor was talking it up last time we were there. So next time we're
in LA, Trevor too.
You hung out with Trevor.
Yeah.
I did. NECA?
You really had the YHS experience.
Man.
But I took it the next level by going to Frank and Sons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
If you really want the full YHS experience, you got to hit a toy store, Olive Garden. You have to have some sort of emotional meltdown.
At a Del Taco.
And yeah, it's like the whole thing. Yeah, well, nice. Ryan, that sounds great. And I do love that you were spotted in public by a listener. And that you're tall. That's awesome. Congratulations.
I don't feel like I'm that tall. Maybe I'm just tall compared to the people that go there.
You're reasonably tall. Well,
Frank's pretty tall, but it's the Sons that are a little
The Sons that are a little short. Dude, they have like a whole setup. Sorry, we'll get to everyone else's intro in just one hot second.
Fine.
They had like a bunch of the old McDonald's stuff in there, like the old statues and the phone that you call and the Fry guys and the wall displays. They have a big section of it. I don't think any of it's for sale, though. I'm pretty sure if I offered some money, they'd probably be like,
That's usually how stores work. Sometimes we've been rejected plenty of times at toy stores.
There was so much cool stuff. If you guys are into collecting vintage Star Wars, there was a lot there, and it was amazing. And it was just like, I just wanted to Scrooge McDuck my way into some of those booths and just
dive right in.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like a hurricane.
Flash says people who are gainfully employed always seem taller because they can afford taller shoes.
Mm. That's true. I found really taller shoes. I like them.
That's really good
advice.
Well,
I was walking with confidence, knowing I could buy things while I was there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Well, maybe on Extreme tonight we can get into some more of the details of your.
I'll send you the photos.
Cool. Jacob Walsh, what's up, man?
Well, I just want to say that a Del Taco can be subbed out for a White Castle.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You can buy a whole briefcase of White Castle burgers.
You can. They let you do that.
Yeah.
Don't ask why, we know, but
like Voodoo Donuts where you can get a coffin of donuts.
Oh yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you can get that.
That's a
the Voodoo?
Voodoo Donuts?
Universal.
Yeah.
City Walk. That place rules. You know you're about to have a great day if you're there because you're eating a great donut and you're about to go to a Universal ride ET. Yeah. It's gonna be awesome.
We should do that soon.
Let's go. Let's do an outing.
Donuts out of a children's coffin. This is exactly how I want to start my day.
Good donuts, though, Ryan.
Jacob, how's your week in toys going?
Bad. It's a bad week in toys. No toys for me this week. You know, I saw those. I saw some of those like retro Jurassic Park toys in the wild.
30th anniversary.
Don't like them. I don't think I like them.
Huh.
I haven't seen the T-Rex yet, and I'll judge that when I see it. I thought, you know, when I saw these, I was like, oh, I'm gonna buy these. But then I saw the car, and then I saw the Alan Grant and the Ian Malcolm, and I just do not like. It's the same bad sculpt, you know. All they did was added dinosaurs and big accessories, and the box is classic looking, but I don't think it looks great, and I don't, I don't like those sculpts on the figures, the human figures anyway. So I'm like, I'm not buying this crap.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You've got the original stuff.
Yeah. Which is way better.
It is better.
It is.
People respect it more.
Yeah, I respect you more for having the originals.
Yeah, I think I thought you were taller actually when you got the original.
By the way,
that's why I got them.
On this Eve,
taller vertically too.
By the way, Jacob, you're legitimately tall. You're like,
yeah, okay. I don't know if people know this. Jake is 6'5".
He's
as tall as Kane and The Undertaker. I don't know if people know.
Combined. The Brothers of Destruction. Hey, we should acknowledge this. It is the eve of the Mandalorian season finale. And as you can see in the bottom corner there, our good friend of the podcast, Paul Sung Young Lee, who has been on The Mandalorian for 894 days and still does not have an action figure. We're going
to
be
him and Roman Reigns are about to hit that 1,000 mark.
What will happen first? Do you think Roman will lose his belt before Carson Tava gets an action figure?
Oh my gosh. Are we going to start doing this?
Yeah, I like that. Reigns? Yeah, let's get some money in.
Well, somebody
get some money in.
Yeah.
A WrestleMania, style, like Mando Mania poster with Roman Reigns and
Paul.
Oh my
God.
That would be so awesome. Dude.
Let's get that guy. What's that guy who's at Dragon Con who used to do all the old WrestleMania posters?
Oh, yeah.
We commission him to do the artwork.
No, I think Paul Heyman needs to start representing Carson Tava, be his mouth.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? Just be like, go off.
Most pivotal X-Wing pilot.
So anyways, we're going to say hi to the chat. Abigail, we said hi to you earlier. Welcome back.
Yeah, hello. This is a Space Jam, by the way, because somebody asked what kind of mug I'm drinking out of. And says, don't ever call me dull.
I'd be drinking out of Lola any day.
Lola.
I thought that said, don't ever call me dull on it, but it says dull.
I would.
Yeah,
this will be special edition YHS mugs.
Yeah, don't ever call me dull. That'd be a good shirt. With Lola on it.
Yeah,
that's gonna be a shirt.
Dola Bunny.
You should do that for the Bunny Hutch party.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Glad you're here.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and say hi to the chat, everybody. Because there's a lot of people here. We're glad you're here hanging out on Tuesday. Pickle D, hello. Thunderhouse Designs, Nick Wesley. Where are you? There you go. Nick Wesley, Toy Art, Bearded Toy Guy, Stanley's Toy Channel, Stephen Lawrence, Lawrence Duane, Blue Chainsaw Man, Cartman Bra, Villies Collections, who I saw a comment earlier. He was happy that he was here live. So welcome to the show. Dora Laxon, BC DeLorean, and other movie cars. Okay. Jason Kreiser, Davey Sockrocker, Stanley's Toy Channel, Cobweb. Okay. Allison Troy, Flash is here. Nick Wesley is here. Masterversal Toy Hunter, Peak Obi-Wan, SoCal Shaolin, Randall is here. The Nerd Room is here, who says he was also at City Walk this weekend and he's going to be in Vancouver coming up. So maybe
I'll be working.
Look for a tall person. It might be Ryan. Might not be.
Probably not.
Capital P. No context, but. Oh yeah, we were talking about White Castle.
Yeah, we were. Suitcase.
Band of Geeks is here, and so on and so on and so on. Easy E, who says howdy? Who's stocking up on Jonathan Majors action figures?
Jonathan Majors is.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's it.
Yeah, my brother was like, "Hey, you know, Ant-Man won the fight. They could change it to the Lang Dynasty." Okay.
Oh.
Spoilers. We're gonna keep it positive tonight. We're super happy you guys are here. As you can see, we're keeping track of super chats at the top. Get your name on the board. Win a phone call from Abby. And
recording. Hi.
Hello.
Abby.
I'm gonna just draw a face on my big toe.
Yeah. No, it's like the old when you like call the Freddy Krueger hotline. Like, I think I was really talking to him. It had to be him.
Yeah.
Or
like the Scream guy, Ghostface.
Scream guy.
Yeah.
Ghostface. Oh yeah, that's
more
what it'll
recent
be.
Reference, yeah.
Oh right. Did we ever find out who pranked us with the Scream phone calls?
I thought it was AJ.
Yeah, he's usually the prankster.
But didn't AJ say he got one too?
That's exactly what the killer would say.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
I remember I pulled AJ into the office and I was
No, I thought it was you. And you said you got one too. So maybe it was AJ.
I asked AJ, I said, what's a kid your age doing with a cell phone anyway?
I don't know where he gets those things.
Hold on. Look at this super chat.
Holy shit.
Oh my gosh, Davey.
Wow.
Well, there you go.
All right.
That's what happens.
I'll get the Sharpie out. Yeah.
Let's do this.
Davey.
God, what else can we give away? Well, we'll get Davey's name on the board. Thank you. That's very kind.
Yeah, thanks, Davey.
Awesome. Very, very kind. Thanks, dude.
Taking it seriously.
Well, let's go ahead and get into some weekly pickups because I think I know a few of us have some stuff this week. Ryan, do you want to start us off since I think you did some more of the I did a little bit of toy hunting this week. I just haven't
pulled the
trigger
out of it. Ryan, are you working? Hold on. Ryan, are you off screen working?
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Double duty.
I absolutely am.
We can tell by like the fixation and the seriousness
comes up to play. He's like, hey, someone said pickups. I'm doing the same thing I do in meetings where I'm sitting here working. I'm listening for keywords, pickups.
It better say toy anxiety in the credits when I go and see this movie.
Yeah. I like to think of it that way. We're all
sponsored by. I think they should send us toys. I think they should send us.
Hey, we're part of the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
We can be in the verse.
Totally. I got a few verses.
Ryan, do you want to start? Are you good to start us off?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm here. I'm present.
Let's do it. What we got?
First things first, I got a couple more Marvel Legends retros, $5 a pop. I'd like to thank Beautiful Toys on Instagram. Grant helped me grab a couple that I was missing, such as Thor. Look how beautiful that package is.
I love that. Yeah.
Yep. Nicest package. I think that's what this one's going to get nominated for. And I got his best friend, Hulk, as well. Cool. Again, these packages are just amazing.
Hey, did
awesome.
You get that? Did you get that Ghost Rider with the motorcycle?
Not yet. I'm waiting for him to also show up at the dollar store for $5.
Oh, okay. He's in Target right now. So
it's cool. I mean, it really is cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I picked up at Frank and Sons an Ahsoka figure that I was missing I wanted from Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. So I'm missing all but one. The last season Ahsoka from the original vintage collection line, so it would be like season 6 Ahsoka. But that one's like $300, and so that one's kind of off limits. But yeah, I wanted the one in the spacesuit for a while because I got Anakin and Obi like this, and I was like, I need the Ahsoka to complete the set.
Cool.
And when I went to what is it called? I just said what it was called.
Blast from the Past.
Went to Blast from the Past with Trevor from NECA. And I've been looking, keeping an eye out for these. I finally found some. I grabbed them. Some Micro Machines. The Ice Planet Hoth playset. There, got little Leia. These are great. Then looking at the back, and I realize I'm only missing a couple sets from the first wave of these sets. So that's pretty cool. So I grabbed this one, and I also grabbed one more because I was like, nope, taking this one with me. The transforming head of the Stormtrooper that's
amazing.
That is mm-hmm. the trash compactor.
Oh, you're fun.
Oh, hell yeah.
You're in now.
And it also comes with a dead Stormtrooper figure.
Oh my god.
On the job.
That's so cool.
It is this
Fuck,
is like
I want that.
Dude, you got to get it. I have there's the ones that are back here. I have the Darth Vader set, which is the carbon freezing chamber, and I've got the Rancor Pit R2-D2.
Can we zoom in on the kids' faces on those mm-hmm. They're very animated
intense.
Faces. Yeah, they're very intense mm-hmm. is the word.
Now, you can definitely tell that these kids are from like California.
Well, hey, I heard that
this is the suntan.
I heard there's a micro machines set that it's Kathleen Kennedy's head. And you open it up, it's just nothing.
Wow, you're gonna be that dude, hey?
No,
I'm on YouTube. Wow. I'm on YouTube.
Gonna be that dude.
You know what? I like Kathleen Kennedy.
Kathleen Kennedy gave us ET. So
yeah.
Shut your mouth and have a little respect.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Star Wars is back, man.
Star Wars never left.
No, well, it did for like 6 years.
It did for a while.
It leaves for a while. I love Star Wars.
There it is. Those were my pickups. I'm really stoked about these micro machines. I'll tell you that. That's very cool.
Those are good stuff. We should acknowledge the leaderboard has been updated, by the way. So there you go.
Congrats, Davey.
You're on the leaderboard. We appreciate it. Although I'm going to have to adjust that because I'm running into you over there. Ryan, do you have more pickups? You want to keep going? Or
no, that was it. I couldn't bring a lot back with me because I was only there for the weekend for a wedding. So it was kind of like had only a certain amount to bring back. Plus, I'm back in like California in like 3 weeks. So
there you go.
Cool.
Which I will have plenty of ill-advised purchases from both Universal and from Disney.
Cool.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I can't wait. Be like, oh, sweet debt.
Sweet, sweet debt.
Oh, I can't wait. Give it to me.
Yeah. So money isn't real. It's not. I hit a couple Targets and Walmarts and things like that this week. Haven't picked up much, although I've seen more than I was expecting. So I did the Targets here have the Return of the Jedi 40th displays up. So I did, you know, Abby and I, we saw the Endor Bunker Vintage Collection. Mm-hmm. We saw the speeder bike, all the Black Series stuff. But I do want the bunker and I do want the speeder bike. But hey, man, prices. I bought the Navarro Cantina playset for like half price for waiting for a couple months. So I want the Navarro Bunker, or not the I want the Endor Bunker, but it's like $60. There is no Navarro Bunker. I'm not going to drop $60 on it. Not yet. Not this week. But I did get a couple things. So I was able to pick up the brand new McFarlane Batman 66 King Tut figure. Or as Abby asked me earlier, she goes, oh, did you get one of those Bible figures?
I thought it was. Yeah, I can best.
So I really like, I didn't show this off last week, did I?
No.
Okay. I found this and I found the Two-Face figure too, but they wouldn't let me buy it. So
I haven't seen.
Oh, wait, maybe you did show it off.
I did show. I just remembered. So
you did because you told us the story about you, but I don't think you'd open it.
Hey, I opened it, and guess what? Soft goods. Okay, there you go.
Craig?
I
haven't seen a pharaoh that white since Gods of Egypt. Do you not remember that movie?
No. Oh, is that the one they whitewashed really bad?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Is it called Gods of Egypt?
I think so. Do you want to throw in a super chat and correct me? You could go for it.
I'm not sure.
As we all know, corrections are only only available for Ryan through super chat. Okay, so I did show that off.
It also has to be over $49.99.
There you go. I did show that off last week, but I did get another piece to the McFarlane Batman 66 puzzle, which I've already opened, but it is the Wayne Manor Library. To go along with the Batcave and the Villain's Lair that I already have. I love these little sets. They're affordable, $35. They fit right in the Detolf. We need proper Dick. Okay. And
yes, we all do.
We need proper Dick and Bruce. There are unmasked versions of Dick Grayson and Bruce Wayne, but we need them in their, you know, when they're hanging out in the library and they're wearing their sweaters.
At any minute, Aunt Harriet's going to come walking in there and be like, what are Batman and Robin doing in the library?
Yeah.
Like, that picture there kind of annoys me. Because it's like, that's
this
not
never happens. No. This doesn't happen.
Does right that got now, the Shakespeare bust?
It does. It's got it the does. Bust. It's got the phone to call Commissioner Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the lamp. It's really cool. And then this back part slides. What?
Got a lamp, some books there. I see a light fixture. There's a fireplace.
Okay. Anyways, the door slides open. It's the library. There slides backwards to reveal the Dick and Bruce poles there.
Right. It's funny, very cool. I don't see Dick and Bruce to ride their poles.
No, this is right now. Adam West would be like, Robin, we've made a mistake. We've worn our Batman and Robin attire to the main part of the manor. And Bruce or Dick would be like, who fucks?
Holy cares? Quick change, Batman.
There you go. I love that line. I think it's really cool. It's affordable. And they've gone pretty deep on the character selection. I was putting this in the Discord, by the way. You can get in the Discord if you join the YHS Patreon.
Do it.
I really think we need Bookworm.
Okay.
We need Commissioner Gordon.
Yes.
And what's the police chief's name? We need both of those.
O'Hara.
Dudes. Yeah, we need O'Hara. We need Gordon. And I also want a John Astin Riddler.
I
like both Riddlers.
Yeah, that's good.
But Bookworm was my favorite as a kid. I loved it.
We need random women to dance with them.
And we need random women to dance with them. I've been saying
they should do henchmen as well. Like henchmen three packs?
I think it would be really happen.
I know Todd's watching. So, Mr. Todd McFarlane, if you could. Oh, yeah, and Batgirl. Did we get Batgirl?
Not yet. We desperately need Batgirl. I'm using my Mattel Batgirl on my display. Like a blasphemy.
Oh,
hey, you know what I love about the Todd McFarlane videos? Have you seen his video where he's talking about the new Batman 89 figure? He's like, oh, this is Batman Michael Keaton. It's just like pure nostalgia. He keeps saying,
is that the one where he's wearing his sunglasses?
Yeah. He's like pure nostalgia. That's so good. Anyways, those are my pickups though. Jacob, you don't have anything this week?
Mm-mm.
No,
nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing at all. Yeah.
Abigail, what do you got going on over there?
Just a couple things from the last time Jacob was up here. We hit a little spot, which y'all may have talked about last week, called Media Mania.
Okay.
And that was a VHS and obviously other types of media store that we went to for the first time in Stockbridge. And I got three really cool tapes here.
Right. What do we got?
One, The Birdcage. Recently watched this for the first time. Am completely obsessed with it. It's one of those life-changing movies that I feel like I should have seen a long time ago. It's very funny.
It's great.
Cheers me up. I love it. Then Follow That Bird.
So weird. Watched it the other night. This movie's fucking weird.
It's a weird movie, but I like it.
When's the last time you guys watched Follow That Bird?
When I was a child.
It is weird. Gosh, yeah. It's good, though.
Yeah, it's
good.
Kind of heady. I like it, though. Star Wars Ewoks, that animated classic series, which we don't have this clamshell. I do have a copy of this. It's just in a different box, so I'm glad I got this.
Very cool.
That's
excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool. Good pickups.
I love getting some new tapes. Watching tapes in the room is like my favorite thing to do. So I have some new stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I am planning on... So I told the story last week how I was denied the Two-Face. I still don't have the Two-Face figure. And then there's like the radioactive Batman figure I want. And then I've been really good about not getting the variants, but at this point, I think this is a great line of figures. So maybe I'll do it. We'll see.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it. So you'll have something to sell later.
No. These are my babies. These are my all-time favorites. I've been finding the DC Flash figures. Haven't bought any. Found the Supergirl.
I saw the Batmobile.
I haven't seen that. Nobody's found this Batmobile yet. And all Amazon's been canceling pre-orders like crazy. But anyways.
They want you to hunt for it. That's what Todd said.
They want you.
He wants nostalgia. He wants you to feel the nostalgia of having to look for your shit.
Derek, if I don't find that Two-Face before next week, I'll let you know.
If you see the Two-Face, just grab it. And if Craig already has it, I'll buy it from you. But just grab it.
Everybody grab it.
Don't coordinate your efforts. Just everybody send a Two-Face to Craig.
I collect Two-Face now.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
I am.
You could use
army build.
Yep. Army build Two-Face.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we'll all have, what is it? Wine and roses?
Beer and pizza?
In your case, beer and pizza. Okay. Brian Brink shared the latest update on the Monday Nitro Arena. We didn't really talk about it last week. Ryan, did you see the updates they made to this campaign?
I know they pushed Hogan to the back.
Yeah, so...
And they moved Steiner to the front.
Yeah, so now, instead of just getting Rey Mysterio, if it hits the 5,000, you'll get Rey Mysterio and Scott Steiner. But as you can see here, things are still kind of stagnant. The red line is where we're at. It's at 2,000.
What's our number?
It's got to hit 5,000.
But it's at what? You said it's at 2,000 now?
2,096.
And it has how long to go?
About 20 days to go. Now,
so it's almost halfway there.
It just depends what happens those last couple days. I think it's going to be, I think they're going to probably get into the 3,000, maybe 4,000, but I think it's got a rough road ahead of it. We talked about it a lot, so we don't have to get in full detail, but we do appreciate Brian Brink providing these charts.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Agreed.
Doing the work.
I actually looked at this one in advance. So I was like, let me figure out what all this shit is.
There's a lot of words and colors happening on this chart. It looks very official.
It is. And I would like to hire Brian Brink to be on my team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's bring him on the team.
Data
Welcome
and analytics.
To the team.
Yes.
The purple line up here is what the Eternia did. So you can see that funded.
Wow.
Very quickly.
Gotcha.
So, another update. I said I was going to do this last week. These are the vintage Star Wars figures that I still need.
I saw all of those this weekend.
Well, they're all out there.
Yeah, you could get them, Craig.
They're just expensive. Most of these are very
expensive. I don't know if they're expensive. I've seen you spend more on less.
Cool. So as you can see here, 16 total figures that I need. Now you might notice there's a checkbox on the Han Solo and Carbonite. That is because I actually pulled the trigger and bought one last week. It's just not here yet.
I think
if you're gonna update us with this, you need to also put the amount you paid for each figure right in everybody's face.
Okay.
You wanna know.
That's kind of fun. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
I'll add it for when the Han Solo comes in. I'll add it and I'll update that. So,
cool.
Looking at this chart, I mean, bottom row, Yak Face is $300 to $500. Imperial Dignitary, very expensive. A-wing pilot, Lando. I mean, I think the R2 right here with the that's the R2 with the pop-up lightsaber.
That one. Hang on, I'm gonna jump out for 2 seconds. I might have two of one of these.
Well, okay. I mean,
actually, I might have two of these. I have two complete scout troopers.
Well, okay. I would.
How much are you going to charge, Craig?
Well, that's not that. Those. That's like a $30 or $40.
It doesn't matter. Listen. And I think I might have the little dude next to him from Jeff. But I'll check. I'll check after the show.
Okay.
But anyways,
okay, cool.
And if I have doubles of both of those, Craig, we'll figure out a trade skis.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you. I'm collecting loose. Not these will not be on card. No. I'm crazy.
No, come on.
But not that crazy.
Who's asking that?
But it was fun making this. I enjoyed myself when I made this whole thing.
I like you showing this graphic after seeing the chart we just looked at. You're like, look at this highly detailed chart with all
you
of these.
You refer to this as a chart.
This is my
and then
chart.
Craig's like, look what I did.
I made my own chart.
I made one too.
Every
no,
circle
I like
is the
this.
Exact
I support
circle.
This, Craig. I'm not going to give
too.
You shit.
I'm just,
I do too, I of too. Course, because like it's all about around. Checking things off and like the hunt and like having
well,
something.
Brian Brink's
to
charts
yeah.
are all
it's fun.
All it's text based and it's.
By the way, I don't know if anyone knows about this yet, but this chart is supposed to last him until Star Wars Celebration. And if he gets them all, he's going to have these as an exclusive giveaway as Pogs. So these same photos are going to be cut out and they're going to be Pogs.
That'd be cool.
He's going to hand out at Celebration if you find them in Japan.
Let me just to be completely clear. These are the last figures you need to have all of the original Kenner line of Star Wars. Okay.
Yes. Now there's a couple there's a couple random creatures. Actually, I think the Dewback. I still need a Dewback, and I need the belly, the tear through the belly, whatever that thing.
The open belly tauntaun.
Open belly tauntaun. The tear through the belly tauntaun.
I need the tear through the belly thing.
I need tear through the belly tauntaun.
I need vagina gut tauntaun.
Oh, vagina gut. Oh, okay.
Same thing.
For the ones that come with coins, I would like to get the coins. They're not my priority, but if, you know, I'll get a coin. I'll get some coins.
I know you like those coins.
I'm like Magneto.
Go on.
I just like the metal.
What?
The
Magneto doesn't like metal. He just is able to manipulate.
I wasn't aware. Attracted to it. I don't know the whole story there.
He doesn't like it.
Anyways. Should we get into news?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's see here. There was a couple of new Star Wars reveals today. We've got a Black Series R5, a Vintage Collection R5, and then this Boba Fett, which I believe is the same one that comes with the... Is this the same one, Ryan, that comes with the...
Same one. The moment...
Slave one?
Yeah, the fire spray. Boba Fett's shit. The moment that started arriving in stores is when this figure was announced to be a single release, which I thought was pretty sneaky, kind of shitty, because how many of those Slave Ones did Jake Stevens buy just for this figure? Probably 6. Right? And he probably didn't need to now. And now nobody will buy his Slave Ones because they're just like, we already got one.
Well, I think the R5s are cool, and I know that anybody who pre-ordered the Naboo Starfighter is going to be excited about getting this guy to hang
out. Does the TVC one have the lift-up head, or is that just the...
I think that might just be the Black Series one.
Gross. But yeah,
hey, I wore this shirt to the office today that has a Naboo Starfighter on it. I want to tell you guys about how powerful Star Wars is. Between the guy at the gas station and then, like, 3 random people that just don't even work with me, that just were in and around my office building, and then 2 people at work, people were like, whoa, is that an N1 on your shirt? You like that it's not yellow anymore? 3 people today, though I have no idea who they were, and one person who I definitely know who he is, was like, you like the new one? I was like, yeah, it's great. I love that. I'm a big N1 fan, okay?
You like to create a buzz at the office.
I just like that that Starship knowledge is out there in the world. It makes me happy.
That is cool. I did that.
And shout out to this guy I work with, Gabe. He's the guy. We gave him a cat once.
Yeah, I rescued a kitten, and he adopted that kitten. I didn't give it. He took it. Adopted.
And
we fostered.
I didn't know he was into toys or anything at all, and he was like, hey, do you collect the Micro Galaxy Squadron stuff? I was like, let's talk. Let's talk about toys. Let's talk about anything. <don't work right now. laughs>
How great is Micro Galaxy Squadrons, though?
God, I haven't bought any of them, but maybe I will.
Yeah.
Maybe what, you really? I swear. I don't have any of them. I thought you did.
I don't have any of them.
We need them. Let's get
them. By the way, shout out. There's a lot of people watching. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Make sure you hit that like button. Help us spread the word.
Being here on a Tuesday for a little bit of Midnight Mando prep, but not that Midnight Mando, but actual Mando at midnight.
Abby calls it Midnight Mando.
Dude, yes. Like, I'm impassioned and I'm just trying to refer to it, I call it Midnight Mando.
Are we watching Midnight Mando tonight? I'm like,
I do that. I'm like, it's like Midnight Mass, but for this apostate.
Yeah.
So, anyways, these are coming, and you can get these.
I like that R5.
Yeah, me too.
I just like all droid toys are cool, no matter what.
Yeah. R5's hot right now, yeah.
Droids are still hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm so excited about this next piece of news.
What is it, Craig?
Well.
Oh, boy.
Let me tell you about
Craig's dream
toy. My dream toy. It's almost as if the people at Hot Toys had a planning session. And
they watched the show.
I am a big fan of the Dark Knight movies. I'm a big fan of Christian Bale's interpretation of Batman. Mm-hmm. I remember when Abby and I started dating.
You said, call me Christian. Like, no. I like Christians too.
Yeah.
No. It was the summer of 2000. It was the summer of 2008. She had not seen The Dark Knight. I was like, oh.
You like had a sit down talk with me. I remember like you'd gotten out of the shower. You sat down. You're like, hey, I'd really like to show you something special.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And it was.
And wait. And he made you watch these movies?
Hold on, time out.
Yeah, he wanted to take me to see The Dark Knight.
And you're still together?
Yeah, and I was looking at his Fight Club poster. And like his sheet over the window.
I sat down and said, I want to show you something.
You know what?
Special.
I'm moving in and I'm going to change this. I'm going
to. No, I said to her, I said,
in. Craig said, sat you down and said, I'm a girl.
No, this was before that was even out.
Do not look at my Family Guy DVDs.
No, I sat her down. I said, you seem to have a you know, kind of a solemn look on your face. Why? So serious. No, we did watch The Dark Knight, though. I don't know about this whole story you're telling, but cool.
I remember it.
So anyways, let's are you a closet guy, Craig? I've got one.
Why did you pick that out?
I don't know.
What is happening?
Did he
like,
show
you can
up?
Avoid questions.
You don't have to.
Oh my God.
I saw my name and I got excited. There you go. All right. You guys are hilarious. Okay, can we talk about this fucking thing?
Yeah, we are.
You take the doors off all our closets and fill them with toys. So, yeah.
Yeah. Like adults. Mm-hmm. Like Jake taught us how to do.
Correct.
The first time I ever hung out with Jacob, he's like, hey, get rid of these closet doors, cover up every window with a shelf, and you'll have a good toy collection.
Just never light a candle in case of a fire hazard.
Oh, that's my job.
This is funny. Eric Williams, the correct response after saying to your lady, I want to show you something special, is to immediately show your wrestling belt collection. Yeah, we know that. We learned that a couple weeks ago.
Huh? Yeah. That's how to
impress. Dude, I just, you know, she was impressed because I pulled out that yellow IC belt, the one Ultimate Warrior had, and she knew it was love at first sight.
She was impressed.
She was impressed. Okay, so we've got...
The moment she talked to her friends, though, she was just like... I got to change this man. He needs that white IC belt just like Cody Rhodes when he brought it back.
Dude, the American Nightmare. Finish the story. Dude, you know, I listened to... I tried. It's forever cemented. Oh, my God. That's really funny. Good stuff. Good stuff happening in the chat tonight. Okay, Dark Knight Rises, Batman Armory with Bruce Wayne, Hot Toys. I think it's like $600 or something. Let's just scroll through some of the pictures. Now, Jacob, when we talked about this on the phone, you had two thoughts.
What were they?
Well, your first thought was, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's like when I want to hate it. I want to be like, what the dumbest fucking toy I've ever seen. But also... it looks amazing. Like, it looks great. It's like kind of annoying how good this looks, the whole thing. Just the fact that it's just like Christian Bale in his like underwear, kind of
look
just
at
hanging
this.
Out.
Yeah.
I gotta get that tumbler.
Mm-hmm.
This is like,
it's too bad it's from like the worst Batman movie, but
look at that cool face. He's you can see he's like going, Alfred, she was going to be with me. Yeah. Rachel's fucking dead, Alfred. How am I supposed to beat Bane when the girl I like motivates me is dead?
Does he come with his like leg brace?
Yeah.
Does he really?
Dumbest yeah, we're about to show
bullshit movie.
Right here, he was like, my old girlfriend Rachel used to look like the girl from Dawson's Creek, and then she looked different the second time. And she was
I don't know what Harvey Dent did to her.
I don't like it.
I was Batman for 2 years, and now I have to wear a leg brace.
Rachel!
I quit over a girl.
I have
My
a dream.
Parents would not be proud.
Look, there's that leg brace.
Yeah, he's got... that's like Craig's house outfit.
That's
like
me!
Fucking...
look, they made me!
He needs a Stone Cold Steve Austin belt. He needs like a bionic Batman.
Yeah.
Vest.
If he wants a girlfriend.
He wants a girlfriend. Toys for making awesome stuff. Because this has got to be a pretty niche collector's market that wants this.
But well, you know what? If you want to score chicks like Anne Hathaway, or women, sorry, that was really rude. That was if you want to score women
out of all the fucked up shit you've said,
I appreciate
this show,
that. Yeah,
that's the one you correct.
I will say vagina gut before I say something as demeaning as chicks, and I said chicks, and I did it unwillingly, and it, or will unknowingly, which makes it even worse.
Ryan, you're good, dude.
I just want to call out my own bullshit of like, that was not cool to say. However, if you do want to score women like Anne Hathaway, you need a knee brace and a closet with a Batman suit.
Yeah, you do.
And some wrestling belts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good.
It's that
good.
Easy, folks.
Look at Ryan. He's a good guy.
Yeah, you are.
I could do better.
Look at Christian Bale.
I wouldn't hang out with y'all.
This is Christian Bale. He's like, this is what Christian Bale looks
Hot
like.
Hot toys could also do better. Make something different.
Hold up.
Takes a sip.
Stop making Batman.
This is where Christian Bale's like, trying to fucking work here. Fucking professional.
I was about to say,
hey,
yeah,
you can just buy this toy, take the shirt off him, cover him in blood, and it's an American Psycho and a Batman toy in one.
There you go.
That's fun, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. So this will be, it's actually up for pre-order now. How you like
that?
Are you getting it? Craig, are you getting it? Because you collect the Dark Knight Rising stuff.
Yeah.
I do. I would love this, but there's a lot. I want the Tumblr. I want a lot of stuff. Will I get this? I have no idea, but I really, really like it. I think it's really cool.
Do really like this.
If you don't get this, then you might as well sell your Anne Hathaway. You're just going to have one? Don't you have the Catwoman?
It's on order. I've got the Batman figure, and I've got Catwoman and Bane pre-ordered. So yeah, I need this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're not going to get this with the kind of armory looking thing in the back, like if you're not going to get it, then what's
she wrote
point?
You a letter.
President Ollie.
Hey, what an asshole Batman is in that movie.
Yeah.
She was going
to
stay with
an asshole
Alfred.
To fucking Alfred.
Yeah, sometimes I have a dream. I see you at a little cafe and you're not Batman anymore.
Hey, I like, hey, that impression's bad, but I like, it's my favorite that you do.
It's my bad.
Do it again.
My bad, yeah, Michael Caine.
Do it.
He's like, some people just want to say the world, man.
I gave a whole, what sort of character is that?
Some people just want to say the world, man.
Prison
is the more ancient part of the world.
Yeah.
That do it.
He's born in a prison in the more ancient part of the world.
This is a fun segment.
Batman has no jurisdiction. He can go wherever.
Hey, Craig was yelling at Ryan for doing accents before
this. No, that's
what I was thinking. I was like, this is fucking gonna burn your ass.
Fucking do it. Do it. Do your fucking record. Do tech. If Wrecker had a toy channel.
Oh my god.
All right. Okay.
Christian Bale is like how you're feeling right now. That terse.
Yeah, he's terse.
Judgment.
Speaking of Batman, there's some leaked McFarlane listings. Ryan, do we want to talk about this stuff? Do we care? We care.
I'm curious, but I think people might be overthinking this pack. I think this is just a good excuse to just like have another, like, it's like when Playmates released, like, hey, here's all these timelines of Craig Goldberg Leonardo's. Remember, like, when Playmates did that, they did that multi pack of
evolution,
like,
of Leonardo.
Yeah, that's what this reminds me of. This makes me think of this version of that.
So there's going to be a WB 100 Batman six pack that says all theatrical Batman figures, probably all repacks.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's going to be a 7-inch Batman 89 with Batmobile. So they're going to repack the Batmobile with a proper Batman 89. Hey, I know we haven't seen the movie yet, but we've seen the trailer. We've seen the figures. How are we feeling about the new Keaton suit? Do we like it? I'm not sure I like it.
I dig it.
Okay.
I think me and Craig, I think me and you talked about this before. It looks like they changed it just a little bit just for the sake of being like, well, he would change his suit a little bit. Like, they didn't want to leave it exactly the same. So it's got like, I think some of the lines that are in it, some of the kind of, I don't want to call them decorative pieces because they're not, but there's just, you know how like Marvel puts lines in every suit for no reason?
Yeah.
It's like they did that just so they could be like, well, it's a new suit. Put some lines in it.
But it's not awful.
It's not awful. It just seems pointless.
Yeah, I can't get a picture.
Well, they always cut, even the ones from like from 89 to Returns had slight differences. So to me, it makes sense. For if he's been doing this still now for 30 years, which is way longer than Christian Bale's Batman ever was back.
He retired for 8.
Yeah, like he, right after 2 months of being Batman. To me, it makes sense with the evolution of the costume if we're going to go with like he had years between this.
Right. But it doesn't. Sure. Okay.
I'm just making up my own headcanon bullshit to justify the costume.
I'm trying to get a good picture. There was a new there's like some new TV spots and
everything. Okay.
I saw somebody post a picture of like just a head on of him from 89. And then, you know, one of the shots from the new one. Uh-huh. And there's something, it's like something that I wouldn't have noticed unless somebody posted that, but his cowl is shaped differently. The hole for his face is kind of shaped differently, and it makes it look a little, it's like when you're looking at him side by side, I'm like, oh, I like that old one better.
Right.
Why'd they change that? Yeah, but it's such a, like, I wouldn't have even noticed it if someone didn't post the side by side. So it's like, who cares?
I don't know. I like this. I think this is.
You could see
this. Is this Michael Keaton?
No, this is a statue. But that's the suit. That's the suit.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. I mean, this doesn't. It doesn't look. It looks like they were like, how do we make it look kind of like Batman Forever suit, but without looking crazy? You know what I mean? It has that Batman Forever kind
no
of.
No nipples.
This looks fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think this looks bad at all. It looks fine.
Yeah. I think it's acceptable. It's a little bit more face.
I saw, yeah, there's some, just be careful because they're starting to put out, the hype's getting big and they're putting out like,
well, new trailer.
I don't know, but there's a TV spot that revealed, there's a really insane looking shot. I don't want to spoil it, but I saw a GIF of it.
I'm not watching this movie, so I don't give a shit.
For the people.
he's thinking about the audience, not you, Jake.
Yeah.
Okay.
The people. The people. Abby, do you have any thoughts?
Thinking about those Ezra Miller supporters, huh?
For the people.
Yeah, I still have a hard time separating, and I'll take what I can get. As in, like, if this is a standout moment, good.
We'll edit him out. We'll get Topher Grace, like how eventually he edits the Star Wars prequels. Edit Ezra Miller out.
Hey, they could end up editing, like the movie could end with them recasting the Flash and being like, oh, change the past.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I mean, that could be worth watching alone, just to watch the man get erased.
It'll be interesting. They're gonna premiere this movie at CinemaCon in a couple weeks. So the whole spoilers will be out there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So it's anyways,
between Batman fans and Ghostbusters fans, they're all terrible for spoilers.
That's true. Not good.
That's everybody.
I'm already dreading tomorrow.
Star Wars,
We are going
to get up early and watch it.
Wait, people.
Hey, not everybody can get up early. Some people have kids and have to go to work.
Listen. The way people. Here's a little tip to all the people out there who are cautious of spoiler culture.
Just a little tip.
Saying anything is a spoiler. If you publicly go, not a spoiler, but this episode was kind of a letdown.
That's a fever dream.
That's Jake.
Are you talking to? I was about to say. I feel like Jake Stevens and Hal Clay have spoiled stuff for me every week this season.
I just think like, just don't say any. What if as a social experiment, you just watched The Mandalorian.
And didn't have to tell everybody that you did.
What a thought.
Everybody's going
offline watching.
What would they do? Like, what if you ate breakfast tomorrow morning and didn't post about it?
What? Are you crazy?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Guys, no spoilers, but my breakfast was pretty mediocre, and I kind of think it's canceled. Anyways,
Kathleen Kennedy ruined my breakfast.
I don't think they
could
do that. They cancel breakfast.
I'm making a video called Kathleen Kennedy ruined my breakfast. one last little piece that Ryan, I know you talked about it on Geek Dab, but we got to talk about it here too.
Sorry, I was just thinking my breakfast was a filler episode.
My breakfast was a side quest.
Yeah.
Breakfast was a bottle episode.
Yeah.
Okay. On to Wonder Woman.
On to Wonder Woman. Now, had this was already announced, but this is our first look at it, right?
I think this is the first look of the actual toy. I think the last time we saw it was a render.
Okay, gotcha.
At whatchamacallit? At San Diego last year. Okay. So it's like it's been a while. I was actually kind of worried we weren't going to get this jet and the Batmobile they announced.
Okay.
But I do like this. I think this is cool. I know there's probably going to be people that are like, this is dumb. It's just clear plastic. But it's an iconic vehicle. I don't care that it's invisible. I don't know. I dig this. I think this is totally rad.
Yeah, there's going to be people.
And we don't get enough Wonder Woman stuff anyways.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even in scale. Keep it coming. It's not even in scale.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't even see it. It's invisible.
I like it because it reminds me of a Safubi, because so many Safubi come in clear, like clear, very.
Oh, right.
And that's like a big thing. And everybody loves whenever you get like a translucent, clear vinyl, like Godzilla toy. And it kind of reminds me of that. So I like it.
I think it's pretty cool. I mean, I'm buying all these superpowers figures, and I know there's been, I don't know. I thought most people were super stoked about these figures. I don't really know. How can you complain? It's a new line of DC figures. They're $10. Their packaging's cool. Like, if you don't want them, don't get them. But I think they're great. I think they're fucking awesome. I'll get this.
Yeah, yeah, I like it. I think that maybe one of the Calico Critter babies could fit in there.
Yeah. Little critter in there.
No, we gotta get you, Abby. We're gonna get you a. I think Craig might already have. Craig, do you already have the vintage Wonder Woman?
No. I've got the Toy Biz one. I don't have the superpower. Hmm.
So Craig's going to get two of them because you're going to need your own to put in there as well.
100%. Yeah. I want one.
You need one.
Yeah. It has been said.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
spoken.
Ryan, anything else on this?
Did they have a release date? Because I've just been out since this has been announced. But no pricing.
It'll probably be 30.
It literally says no pricing or release date.
Yeah, but it's like right on the line there. I couldn't see it. So it's like no price.
It'll be $30 and it'll probably come out sometime this year.
Yeah, so stay tuned to the geekdadlife.com and he will have the scoop for you.
Yeah.
It'd be one of those things that just shows up. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like the superpower figures kind of came out of nowhere and it was like, whoa, they're on the show. They're everywhere already. Maybe it will be like that.
I hope so. I can't wait for that Batmobile to come out too, that comic book style one. But I think they're holding off until after the Flash. I think they're going to try and push all these other Batmobiles out the door.
There's more Batmobiles out there in the world than normal.
Than Ghost Rider cars, that's for sure.
Thunderhouse Design says, I'm really happy with them. I don't care if they don't fit perfectly with the originals. They're their own thing, and if they do 10 to 15 more, it'll be a great line of figures. I kind of want to comment on this because there's a video going around. I don't want to call out the channel, but somebody made a video complaining.
But the channel sucks.
Somebody made a video complaining about how bad these are. And the person kept saying, your whole tagline is you're going to make the figures that were never released. And I was like,
was that the tagline?
No,
I don't think I've ever seen that.
No one's ever said that. Like,
no, only I have said that.
It's like Ryan. That's Ryan's tagline.
That's me. That's how I push it.
I just think like that's okay to. We can all be constructive criticizers to all the various toy lines, but I don't think there's a whole lot of meat on the bone for the superpowers line.
No,
to
not
complain
unless
about.
Unless you want to super nitpick it, like I think Toy Otter did a really great, like he put some critical thought into his post where it was, this is this is how just how I would have sculpted the new Batman.
Right.
And it's like I would straighten the ears. I would do just like, and even then I feel like McFarlane, the toys, the company, whoever's listening is listening to people, and because they've already improved,
they've gotten better
soft
right.
goods. And well, the figures go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Finish your thing.
The Deathstroke, I think, for instance, is one of those figures. And even the Batman Who Laughs, I can put them with the original figures and they blend in so well. So it's exciting. I don't know. I love them. Go ahead, Jake.
I feel like that video, the thing that they kept trying to hammer home was that these aren't in the same scale as the originals. And their point was, if these aren't in the scale with the originals and you can't put them seamlessly in with your originals, what's the point? Which is a dumb, to me, that's fucking stupid, because it's like, yes. The point is that it's a new, this isn't the same as the original. Yeah, it's called Superpowers, but they're not identical. It's like a new version of vintage style. Like the Superman doesn't look like the Superman. The Batman doesn't look like the Batman.
Right.
They're not exactly the same. It's its own toy line. If Correct. People want to put them in with their originals, that's fine if you want to do that. But saying like, because I can't do that, then this is stupid.
But also you can, because yes, the first Superman and Batman they put out were a little bit bigger, but like a lot of these other figures are like, I want to go grab them right now and be like, these are literally the exact same size.
Well, they also, you told me that earlier too, Craig, and you know, they also made a point to say, this is the only figure I have and I don't even want it. Somebody gave it to me. So it's like, they don't even really have a good point of reference because they're not interested in the line and don't own any of the line and aren't really paying attention to it. They just had one and they wanted to complain about it. That's it.
Wouldn't it be better if they were the same scale? So I think one of the early complaints was like, oh, these are a little bit off scale, but literally, like I just said, like, I don't look at them as like, I'm not even a big Superpowers. Like, I honestly didn't know much about Superpowers till like this year, till Ryan and Geek Dad Jay started like really talking it up. And I was giving it a second look for the first time, but like, I feel like, it's a modern toy line made by a different company that is using the same kind of branding and inspiration, but ultimately it's a different line of figures. So
correct.
Yeah. I mean, it would be, if they were the exact same scale, that would be great, but these aren't $30. These are literally $10 figures.
They are the same. Like, I get where they're not the same, like they're a fraction taller, which I think that's what's annoying people, because you can see that it's a fraction taller when you put them with the old ones, and they're definitely broader. However, like I said, the Deathstroke, the Wonder Woman, that latest wave, and even the Flash from Wave 2 and John Stewart all look really, really good with all the rest of the figures.
Yeah, because if you look at the original line, they're all sorts of different heights. It's not like Star Wars where every figure is the same height no matter which figure. Like all the scales are different. So, and like, you can also make an argument that because the new Batman and Superman are based off of more modern versions of Batman and Superman.
I don't know, Craig. Listen, I don't know. I only want to be associated with people that are in the same scale as me. So if you're not the exact same height as me, get out of my face.
Yeah, you would hate being around Ryan because I heard he's tall.
I'm like the Black Series of toy collectors.
No, but seriously, like the modern Superman and Batman are bulkier. They're drawn bulk. They're literally bigger than I don't know. Who cares? $10
action figure. But yeah, at the end of the day, they're a $10 action figure, and the vehicles fit in seamlessly with that toy line.
There you go. It's about the vehicles, man.
Like, if dipshit went and got like the new Batwing and that Supermobile, like, then he wouldn't sound like a clown.
Okay.
But instead, Bozo decides he's gonna make a video to complain about something he knows nothing about. So here we are.
Should we talk about this? No proton pack talk tonight.
Oh my God! Don't even give me
that. I can't tomorrow. Handle it.
That's
yeah.
Tomorrow.
We'll
save
that for tomorrow.
Need to emotionally and mentally prep for that.
Can I? Will say this. At least that one came with a wand. Sorry.
I love Ghostbusters, but our community is so. The Ghostbusters community is like, don't gatekeep. And then the second they get a chance, they're like, I'm a gatekeeper. I'd like to gatekeep too.
Well,
I'm a gatekeeper.
Mother, key master.
Mother, look at me. I'm a gatekeeper.
I'm looking for a key master. We got to get these two together, buddy. Anyways, yeah, there's a new proton pack. We're going to talk about it on Ghostbusters Radio Live tomorrow, live on Yes Have Some Podcast.
Ghostbusters Radio coming right at you.
We'll dedicate 5 whole minutes to the new proton pack.
I mean, that's the only news that's come out about. I mean, well, there's the rumors of Bill Murray flying to London, but he's always flying to London. The guy's all over the place.
That's true. He's probably just going golfing.
Yeah, the odds of him being there for 10 other things that have nothing to do with Ghostbusters.
It's true. It's absolutely true. But it's fun to speculate.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have any other.
They're making a new Ghostbusters movie. I don't know if you guys know this.
Dude, they are, and I'm very excited about it because I love Ghostbusters and I love toys.
We're not getting any toys. Last movie proved that.
I like being positive. We just want to be positive.
They were taking toys off the shelf, Craig. They were like, nope, this one looks like a dildo and this one's got slime. We're taking it out.
That did happen. By the way, they did.
And we have it, yeah.
There's people finding a lot of the Ghostbuster stuff at Ollie's now, much like Ryan's finding the Marvel Legends 3¾ retros at the dollar store up there. Ollie's is people are, you remember those real Ghostbusters classics people were freaking out about?
People that were pretending to work at Hasbro to get
every time.
I know. I can't help it. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, look, I get we're all excited about a lot of different things, but at one point I've never decided to put on a fake Hasbro Toys name badge, walk into a store and be like, I work for Hasbro. Please let me buy all your toys.
Special engineering. Yeah.
Like, what were they thinking? Like,
oh man.
Anyways, it still kills me to this day. Like, that's just, it's one of the funniest damn things.
It was funny. Okay, mm-hmm. Abigail, anything else?
No, I think, yeah, we've covered it. We're doing good. I was kind of caught off guard by that story, which I now remember.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's very entertaining.
So, by the way, we want to let you guys know, if you are not part of the YHS Patreon, you can join at patreon.com/yeshavesome. Look, the address is right up there at the top. For $5 a month, you get complete access to our entire video and audio bonus archive, 3, 4, 5 years of bonus content, plus every week, Extreme Toy Anxiety that takes place on a hidden private special link directly after the show.
It's are we going to just ignore J. Key's comment, or are we going to gatekeep?
Yes. No, we're going to ignore it.
Moving right along.
Why is everyone just trying to get it?
Dude, tonight is like a trash talking.
I was in the
affair.
Yeah. Okay, it's okay. Hey, everybody else, trash talks all the time. We could do one episode. We're not even calling people's names out. Grow up. Yeah, we get one.
Yeah,
we get one. We get one Trash Talk Tuesday a year. Let us have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just
trash
don't
talk Tuesday.
Come pick up all the trash talk at the dumpster.
Yeah,
it's great.
It was a light news week.
It was a light news week. I'm not even talking trash. I just don't like. I don't think we're talking trash either.
Here's the thing. Just having a differing opinion.
I was reading Jeff Morris's comment, and like, here's the deal. This is the truth. I do not like the origins of YouTube content that got popular were like people just being angry for the sake of being angry, and it's persisted and it's turned into like really
bad behavior.
It gets so toxic and so like I'd like to think everything we do is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but like I just don't understand what the point of like being
making an entire video where it's nothing but like if you
just being negative
much,
for the sake of negative,
what's
I don't
the
get
point
it.
Of even making it? Yeah, it's mm-hmm. weird.
Yeah,
yeah, they're toys. Why so serious?
By the way, nobody talks more shit about anybody than us about each other, so it's like,
right,
it's true.
T- take that.
Have a grain of salt and enjoy what you do.
I just don't. It's just negativity for the sake of it. It just doesn't make like. By the
way, sound fun to me.
I made a whole video about how I was breaking up with Black Series, but the entire thing was tongue in cheek. It's like making fun of yourself. I want to make fun of myself.
That's why we have fun over here. Is because like I don't know. It's toys. We're talking about toys. So like making a video where it's that serious and being like some of these channels, and like I'm not calling out any specifically, but there are multiple toys.
There's a lot. Yeah.
Who all they do is like stir up drama with each other, and they make these videos where they sound like they're in a courtroom doing a deposition about like about what somebody else said about that. And I'm like, hey, it's a toy channel. Chill out. So
chill out and chill out.
Chill out, bro.
Chill out.
And also,
I also
like,
want to say Sylvanian families. I've been dying to say that.
I also think like I like this from Jeff White. Stop being negative on Jacob's birthday. I just like, you know, it's just we're all just having fun. Doesn't matter. Should we get to like sad comments?
Let's get some seriously sad comments.
Somebody left a comment. This only happens every now and then, but somebody left a comment on YouTube that was like, I think you guys don't need to be doing sad comments anymore. Like, what did they say? It was mean or not
they
funny?
They said
did we read theirs or something?
They said like maybe they're not funny anymore or something like that.
No, I stopped reading.
I'm not sure it helped.
They're funny. Wait, do you see what's about to smack you upside the head tonight?
Don't tell us we're not funny.
Listen, I only have two, but one of them I had to send to Craig, and I said, Craig, can I read this tonight?
Yeah,
we have to get permission now from.
No, you don't have to get. Listen, hey, you want to know why you're having your little group therapy meetings in the middle of the day? Hey, I like Heath Ledger's Joker. What does that make me? I don't know.
No, Heath Ledger is a good Joker.
Yeah, he's a good Joker. No judgment on any of it. We literally celebrate you.
It's Dark Knight Rises that we were talking shit about.
Yeah, if someone had a Bane poster in their room, I'd be like, I'm not calling you tomorrow. Like, I'm staying the night, but I'm not calling you tomorrow. I'll make you breakfast, too, but I'm still not calling.
Mm.
All right, we're going to get to sad comments. If you don't know what sad comments are, Abigail, fill these folks in.
The internet is full of people with opinions, and they like to take to Instagram and Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and wherever these toy companies put out their pictures and reveal news and information. People have something to say about it. So we find those comments, and then we give a voice to those people, and we amplify their thoughts by reading their comments. Here.
It's like much like Scott Weiland of Stone Temple Pilots took that megaphone and put it right up to the microphone.
I am. I said I want to get sad comments.
Hey, I cried during a Blink-182 concert this week.
Stop it.
Don't
judge. Blink-182's got to be in my top five. Maybe top three favorite bands.
They're one of my all-time favorite bands. And
that's
fine. They played, I literally, hey.
Hey, Craig, not surprising. Dark Knight Rises, Blink-182.
Well, this
dude, I have a video of Craig crying during a fountain light show at Universal. So yes, this is completely on brand for Craig. We're watching Stay Puft comes on a projector screen on a building, and Craig, I got Craig in audio in the back. I'm crying right now. It's one of my favorite things because it's so genuine. And it's just like,
God, just imagine if Blink-182 had a Stay Puft. I would have been in real trouble.
But it's exciting. I love all this stuff. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good, Craig.
Why are we talking about Blink?
What?
Coke, because you cried.
Because I cried. Well, because they played at Coachella. It doesn't fucking matter. Okay.
It was a great set if anyone saw it. Yeah.
All right. So let's get to sad comments. Jacob Walsh will be taking, and just two tonight, but I think these are going to be fun. So, Jake, where's this first one from?
It's from the Batwing.
Ooh, the Batwing.
It's from that video. Yeah. One of the videos.
One of the McFarlane videos?
One of the McFarlane videos.
One of the many.
That Batwing is like $250. I still want it. All right, let me hold on 1 second here. We've been having some audio issues, so I'm gonna keep the music a little bit lower so it doesn't cut you out. But here we go. Sad comments. Todd McFarlane on the Batwing. Here we go.
I'm sorry, but the figures in the movie The Flash is one of the worst. Everything is terribly horrible. The Batwing is cute, but the price is high. The only thing that is saved is the motorcycle. And that's a shame, because many expected these figures, and we are many the disappointed. I think you should check this out, just like the quality control of the figures. You have good figures. I collect your brand, but your empathy for your customers is very weak.
What? Did he just call the Batwing cute?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what a
there was... some really interesting phrasing in that. I liked. Yeah, we are many.
We are many.
We are many.
Yeah,
we are legion.
Moment. Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like somebody had their orphanage funding cut by the Wayne Foundation. Oh. John Blake, the new Robin. Okay, and now, Jacob, where's this next one coming from?
All right, well, this next one is Marvel Legends. You know, they unveiled the Super Skrulls and the Spider-Woman.
Yeah.
People are mad about the new Spider-Woman.
Okay.
Why? First off, I'm going to take this all personally because I designed it.
I want to say, just bear with me on this one.
Okay.
And I think it's safe to say that all comments read by Yes Have Some Podcast and Toy Anxiety are not reflective of the opinions of this channel.
Right.
Yes, let's make that clear. Yeah. Also, I designed it. I designed it.
Spider-Man. Also, Ryan designed Spider-Man.
This also sounds like maybe Ryan wrote this comment.
Oh. But it does not reflect my opinion until I hear it.
All right, here we go. Thoughts on Marvel Legends?
Hasbro World gone mad? First, we are denied the luscious green melons of Jabba's slave dancer, Ula.
Oh,
and then we are denied again with the claim that no more slave girls in chains and metal bikinis will ever be made again. Alas, Slave Leia, I will remember you. Even though people now call you Hut Slayer, like that makes a difference. Then, denied again with a goblin queen with no cleavage.
Oh my God.
How dare the villains rob me of some of my finest fantasies of the Jean Grey knockoff. Curse you, Cads! And your prude ideals. And now, a Spider-Woman with smaller boobs. My life is now at an end.
Oh my God!
Take me, Barbie. You're my only hope.
What?
Like,
what is happening?
Barbie's taking you into the afterlife where there are luscious green melons. Wow.
Hold up. Just hold on one second.
This sounds like an old retro comment.
This sounds like someone who watches our show and was trying to get on. And it worked.
Yeah.
At the end, he said his life was over.
His life was over.
My life is now at an end. Take me.
If you want me to do my retrospective on the cancellation of Hut Slayer Leia, hashtag LGM on Twitter and social media and let me know.
Yeah. Yeah, because Ryan has a lot of thoughts on this too.
Yeah, but they're not that kind of thoughts. I'm not sitting there going, God, I really wish they would make boobs on green people again. I don't know.
Is his handle My Finest Fantasies? Because that's what I was hoping.
Guys, I want to be a little careful. They're called luscious green melons. It's like that's the
type of fruit that
was
there.
That was the term used.
I took biology. Okay.
you took woman studies.
No.
Yeah.
Biology of action figures. Of course, they offered.
Got it. Oh my gosh.
Well, that was a good one. That was fun.
That's different than my perspective on why we're not like why we should be getting her. But okay. But now it's making me completely rethink my video. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, Ryan was gonna talk about how Carrie Fisher is. That's fine, Ryan. It's your thing. And it's great, and I can't wait to see it. But anyways, well, that was great. That was an all-time classic sad comment. We like that.
Thank you, dude. That was killer.
All right. So we don't have a giveaway tonight, so we're actually here at the tail end of the show. We are going to be getting ready for Extreme Toy Anxiety here in just a couple of minutes. Let's roundtable it. Ryan Dole, any other thoughts this evening? A little bit of a slow news week, but we got through it.
Any final thoughts? No, not really. I'll be on Gotham City tonight, tomorrow still for a little bit. I don't know what I'm going to talk about other than some Batman stuff. I'll just make some stuff up. It was Superman Day, Superman Anniversary Day today.
It was.
As well, 85 years of Superman. Yeah. That's a lot. It's a lot for someone who's been a pop cultural icon. So pretty good on him. Mickey Mouse is 100 too. So that's wild.
There you go. Well, James Gunn tweeted that he finished the script and now they're getting into
script
casting and costumes and also
I have a feeling that Henry Cavill is going to play Superman. I'm just kidding.
That's a great, you know what? That'd be a great thumbnail though. Why I think Henry Cavill still might be playing Superman.
Craig, help me out for tomorrow.
Yeah,
but I think Lexi's back tomorrow too. So
Cavill back? Question mark.
Cavill back. Lexi back too. What's happening?
Lexi's back and Cavill.
Wow, yeah, it's exciting.
We'll go to the chat. We're a couple minutes here. We'll get to some questions here once we roundtable this. Jacob, any final?
Yeah, thoughts? No. Slow week, like you said. I feel bad not having any pickups. That's probably a mental health thing. Not buying toys is making me feel bad. But I do. I think I got something big coming in soon. I think I just hit a final payment on something. I think hopefully in the next week or so.
We need a soundboard so we can be like final payment.
Dude, I did a final payment on one thing and first payment
on another.
Wow.
I'm excited.
I might have to get dirty and buy a toy. Christian Bale toy tonight. Abigail, any final thoughts?
I love that clear closet. I think we should all have
clear. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. Abigail?
I love that you love Christian Bale, and I love that that was part of our love the Dark Knight movie, and I think that's fantastic, and I'm excited about the movies that are coming up. I'm excited to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah, there's not a lot so of big movies. I mean, we got Evil Dead coming, we've got Guardians, we got Indiana Jones, Flash, Spider-Verse. Big summer.
Hey, Flash. I got a quick question.
Yeah.
Craig and Abby, did you guys hook up before or after you had to watch Dark Knight?
Before.
It was a prerequisite by me.
Oh, okay. It was before. I was like,
Abby's like, she was like, you want to skip this movie and have a little fun? I was like, by have fun, do you mean watch The Dark Knight and eat a pizza?
Yeah, I had to already like Craig to go to that. Like,
I was like, don't get me started on the first time we watched Ghostbusters.
It was good.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it.
If it's a slow news day, I want to.
Okay, listen, couple comments I wanted to get to, and then we'll end this. Flash, any plans for a Zoom hang? Yes, we owe the Patreon a Zoom hang. We will put our heads together and figure out a good time to do that in the next like week or two. We will do that. Zoom hangs are fun, part of the Patreon benefit, where we get to do a non-recorded, you know, gabbing session with all of you guys. It's very fun. Let's see. There was another one I wanted to, I don't know. Derek Hoover Speaking of news, maybe it'll be brought up on GCT. Jonathan Majors is apparently some hot water. Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
That's not a good thing.
It's not good, and his management dropped him, and his agent dropped him, and a bunch of projects dropped him today. As of now, he's in Loki season two. I don't know what they're gonna do, but I don't know.
Deep fake.
Yeah, if you can add or remove. Just
put Luke Skywalker in there.
Yeah,
Mark. No, put Terrence Howard. Bring him back to the MCU. let's see. What?
Just keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. Where do
Did
you?
Somebody say something? Okay.
No.
That's it. I thought there was another one, but yeah, that's it. So, guys, this was fun tonight. We appreciate you being here.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back next Tuesday. And if you're not part of the Patreon, there's still time to sign up and get that link. Patreon.com/yes have some. We're going to do Extreme Toy Anxiety in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I wanted to say I love you guys and y'all are like family. And thank you to those of you who reached out to me this past week. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. And to those who didn't, well, you're dead to us.
Yeah, thank you for hanging out with us and putting up with our brief negativity.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have any negativity.
There was
I know we didn't. I'm being an ass cake. I love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
See you. She's an ass cake.
You're being an ass cake.
That's amazing.
Dude, I love Abby's, that flavor.
Abby's clearly never been to a Tim Hortons.
This is where the fun begins. Some Timbits. I like.
Extra salty.
Big guy with the muscles.
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the